Ray Charles is celebrating his 50th year in music, which has inspired a rock historian, Ed Ward, to present a two-part profile. In this second half, Ed looks at the career Charles had after he left Atlantic Records in 1960.
People talking, trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Bricks and stone may break my mold, but talk don't bother me.
In 1960, ABC Paramount Records was, like other record companies attached to film studios, playing catch-up with rock and roll. So when they went looking to sign talent, they made some impressive offers. Ray Charles had been studying the record business, and when ABC told him that, in addition to artistic freedom and a hefty recording budget, he'd keep the ownership of his master tapes, he reluctantly said goodbye to Atlantic Records, who'd brought him to fame and signed with ABC. At first, there was very little change in his sound, but that summer, he took a suggestion from his driver and recorded an old classic.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you,
a song of
comes
you,
as sweet and moonlight through the pines.
Georgia on My Mind was just one of a selection of songs Charles had recorded for an album called The Genius Hits the Road, comprised of tunes with place names in them, the first concept album. Of course, it got its title from another hit he'd had recently, which wasn't on the album.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
Hit the Road, Jack was written by Percy Mayfield, whose performing career had stalled, but was still writing great songs. And since Ray Charles hated songwriting, he was happy to find such a source of great material. There was another source that Ray had wanted to tap for years, country music. While at Atlantic, he'd recorded a red-hot version of Hank Snow, I'm Movin' On, but in 1962, he delivered a whole album of the stuff.
I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memory of the lonesome time. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours.
Modern sounds in country and western music was as radical a step as any pop performer had ever taken. As the country woke up to the civil rights movement, here was one of its top black performers tipping his hat to the fact that in the South, black people often listened to the Grand Ole Opry. The public shot I Can't Stop Loving You to the top of the pop and R&B charts, and it was one of six singles from the album that charted. Although he delivered a second album of country, Ray Charles wasn't going to allow himself to be boxed in. He continued to explore pop standards, jazz tunes, and whatever he felt like. And the results were always pure Ray Charles.
Now I could have been a gambler, cause I'm good with the cards. I could have been a lover, breaking others' hearts. And I'd feel so silly, betting on the dice. And a lover seldom see the same girl twice. And that is why,
that is why.
Oh, that's chose a singer blues. Yes, I did. I could have been a doctor.
He could issue a single of Eleanor Rigby backed with Yesterday, then turn around and pay a deeply moving tribute to one of his inspirations, Charles Brown.
Oh, I'm so lonesome, baby, now. I am in a traveling mood. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm so lonesome now. I tell you, I am in a traveling mood. Mm-hmm. Guess I'll have to hop a freight to California, 'cause I've got the traveling blues. Yes, I have.
And being a veteran performer had its benefits, too. Quincy Jones, the little kid who'd followed a teenage Ray around Seattle, was now scoring movies and knew just who to use for the theme to a movie about racial strife.
In the heat of the night, seems like a cold sweat creeping across my brow. Yeah. In the heat of night, I'm feeling motherless somehow. Stars with evil eyes stare from the skies, all mean and bright.
But the fact was, by the mid-1970s, the hits had stopped coming. Part of this was due to Ray's eclecticism being incompatible with the increasing rigidity of radio, and part of it was due to the fact that he was opting for the supper club in Vegas circuit, which paid well. From a pop star, Ray Charles had turned into an icon. When he charted again, it would be the mid-1980s. The song, a duet with Willie Nelson, and the charts would be the country charts. It figures, be it blindness, race, or musical genre, Ray Charles just doesn't respect boundaries.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin. A 5-CD box set of Ray Charles music spanning 50 years has been released by Rhino Records. It's called Ray Charles, Genius and Soul.